and our only salvation is that despite being allocated a social unit, we can keep nomadic and stay out of it. And there is not really any principle without testing that the opposite doesn't work. And one can no longer root into nature unless one wants to get altered by technology. And what is good in the short term may be bad in the long term, and vice versa. And it is in the tight social environment that liberty is guaranteed by winning rights over the liberty of others. And the humans in the end can accept the social monotony by altering their own nature. And even human nature revenge on the industrialization will take place. It just takes a long time to mature. And there is only one meaning that will survive, and that is the one that will be needed for the next ideology in command. And libertarians are not so much afraid of laws, but on how they can be used to nail freedom-loving people like them. And it is not in the interest of an hegemony to help its neighbors, but only the neighbors of the laters, so as to suffocate the formers. And society is just but a big construction work, never settling to a shape, never allowing to settle. And every ethnicity in the end has its own beliefs, no matter how scientific they claim it to be. And the wild man is courageous, but might not hurt a fly, while the bourgeoisie is a coward and can in the end kill you. And in the end, only our exposure to the solar nature can determine our genuinity. And it can only be a relief that against so much ignorance, there is a lot of counter-ignorance. Ideology, in the end, is only liberal in whatever makes its power growing and nothing else. And in climbing, we shall use our power while in descending our prudence. And the minor safeties that governance guarantees will be in the longer run our greatest danger. And while technology is conceived as a medium to sit back and relax, it in fact agitates us to the point of uprooting our humanity. And at the most, we are going to be free of being governed by liberals. And the most acute analysis is that that is the most ridiculed until it comes through, and then it gets most revered. And despite all the technology-driven perfectionism, it is forgotten that it is imperfection that makes the difference. And only by giving the whole of ourselves, we realize that society has literally nothing to give us back, and therefore it's unworthy to die for. And too much social commodity brings too much natural distress, and this is where the balance ought to be found. And spirituality we can grow above and below us, while working on the sides we can only grow our physicality. And a state of purity we may only find after having faced much degeneration and having endured its corruption. and what we may call as extremism is but a reactivation of our human faculties from a state of total conformism. And we are all colonized, and in this respect we are all idiots in respecting our own traditions. And the problem is not power per se, but the fact that we have to honor it both in material and immaterial terms. And if it is not politics to replace us ethnically, it is the industry to replace, if not cleanse, our soul. And morality today is like a man eating his refined food and not wanting to deal with the dirt it took to make it. And the question is not which ideology is better than another, but rather which ideology is most liberating. And the only fair law would be a law where only laws are applicable to the greedy ones. And we might in the end be able to not comply to society, but wouldn't have a way to grow. And we are at best when we least expect it, and this is why social schemes are not for us. And just how old we become in order to follow up the dreams of our youth. And as soon as the powerful ones crumble, their palaces start crumbling as they're unable to look after them themselves. And we either decide to be minions in giant corporations or giant within our own compact autonomy. And in the end, the parasite may only be nature's way to reappropriate of the terrain society took from her. And in the end, contemporary solidarity, it's only but to survive the bureaucracy of the state. And the most beautiful people are those fighting for freedom, and the ugliest those who says want to implement it. And where life is truncated, it grows again, yet in a much more spread out fashion. And every hegemony determines both its driving ideology as well as its main critique. And honest people have no hope to survive socially, as they will soon run out of credits and not to invest in surviving naturally. And either one deals with the content, one deals with the branding of oneself, and there's no way in between. And the best way to deal with our enemies is to confuse them with the unpredictable. And death is acting artificially in a natural contest, and acting naturally in an artificial one. And in the end, it's easier to grow in the midst of majestic trees than among the groovy weed. And those who do not wish what they regard as their property to be touched, they will be touched by death. And at last, a centralized state turns us all into police, although we don't necessarily wear that uniform. And the broader the authority and the higher the level of bureaucracy in order to establish it, and the more oppressed are the subjects. And unnatural diversity is the key to keep social tension and justify authority. And only those who truly expose their will into the public realm can understand the limit of the latter and the necessity to re-establish libertarian communities. And wilderness would rather die than being subjugated to state control. And our friends are always between what we conceive as enemy and what we conceive as friends. And after having exploited to the last drop natural community within it, a state ought to exploit natural communities outside it. And the more is the technology, the more the authority needed to safeguard it, and the more is the slavery. And like dead wood, society only wants dead souls to keep up the burning in its furnace. And if we can only devote ourselves to it, our failures become a great success for our existential narrative. And the superficial perfection in the end is but the deprivation of our human content.